97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. We certainly appreciate you downloading this podcast and both podcasts that we release every week here at Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Today it is myself, Tony Colombo, Bo Matthews, of course, Chad Ellis, our producer, Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory, one of the great sponsors of our show, who was in studio with us this week. So make sure if you missed this week's show, you download that podcast as well. He's sticking around, and we are talking this week with Eric Vandeven and Gary Holleran with the National Youth Fishing Association. Very cool group that is growing and giving an opportunity to high school, young kids, middle school kids, and high school kids to get involved in the sport of bass fishing on a competitive level. Almost just like, you know, if you're joining your school's basketball team or football team, now you can join the bass fishing team, whether it be officially through the school or as a club sport, but still really, really cool stuff. So, Eric and Gary, thanks again for putting in a little overtime with us today. And for people who maybe didn't hear the show, one more time, if you could kind of explain what the National Youth Fishing Association is and how people can get details and get involved.
Yeah, I'll take that one. So good morning, everybody. And the National Youth Fishing Association is here in Missouri and in the state of Illinois. They put on fishing tournaments for our middle school and high school anglers. It starts out at fifth grade and goes all the way up to when they graduate high school. And every school can have a team. Those teams typically are club-style teams for the school. It's not typically a school-sanctioned team, but a club for the team, for the school, I mean. And kids from all ages can come out. Boys and girls, come on out and enjoy the great outdoors.
Is it expensive to get your kids involved in this?
It doesn't cost a lot to get involved. Where the price runs up is all the traveling. We travel to Lake of the Ozarks, Table Rock, Bull Shoals, Stockton, several lakes over in Illinois, Egypt, Clinton, Carlisle. So if you can imagine everybody that pulls a boat, you know what your truck takes to pull your boat back and forth right on them long trips. And then you got the cost of the join fee for the youth fishing is only $42 for the day for them to fish in that tournament, which is not bad. But then you still got your cost for your gas on your boat,
your license,
and you're traveling. So you got room and board, food, everything that when you're not home, you don't have your home amenities. So.
And do you guys?
Here's the good news. I'll just tap onto that for just a quick second.
Yeah,
it's the expense. The expense really is in the boat, right? But to join the National Youth Fishing Association, to join each tournament, very economical. You know, it's $60 to join the National Youth Fishing Association. It's only $40 or less to join an actual tournament. So they've, you know, the National Youth Fishing Association has really kept the prices down on their end. And part of that initial joining of the National Youth Fishing Association, you get a big chunk of that back from some of the sponsors. They'll give you gift bags. You get a ton of money back in those gift bags on different lures and products. So very economical when it comes to the entry and joining the organization. It's all in the travel that really can kind of dip into your pocket a little bit.
Yeah. What about a kid who has only seen fishing on television, or they were taken a couple times as a young person, but they don't have a family member that is really into fishing, but they think that they're interested in this, but they don't have anything. They don't have any gear. They don't have access to a boat, but they still want to explore their options. What do you do for a kid like that? What advice do you give them?
I tell them to join. They still need to get involved in the fishing community somehow, some way. And at that age group, this is a perfect setting for them to get involved in. Mm-hmm. So if you think about our current team here at Seckman High School, so we have the Seckman High School Jags fishing team. We have 20 kids that we're about ready to take out on the lake and go fishing. Out of those 20 kids, that's 10 teams. And then the 10 teams, 8 of those 10 teams have a parent who has the boat, and one of their kids is on that boat. But we also have two teams where the captain of the boat is a volunteer. Mm. This is someone who's brought their own boat, is willing to spend the day on the water with the kids to help, grow and pass on this wonderful sport to the youth. And they're dedicating their day, their tackle, their time, you know, their knowledge to help these kids learn and grow in the sport. So everyone that fishes has to have a partner. So it's really great to be involved. You need both boaters and non-boaters to be available. And to have a successful club, you have to have both.
Well, I grew up fishing up in Minnesota, and I was raised by a single mom. When I went to see my dad in the summertime, we would always go fishing. But raised by a single mom, I would guess that this would be a great opportunity for single mothers of children, boys and girls, to come and join this, whether they've fished before or whether they don't do it very often. This is a great time for them to get off of their screens and phones and iPads and all that stuff and get out in the great outdoors, right?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what it's like when one of those kids that don't have a lot of experience fishing. So here's my own quick personal story. I fished a lot when I was a little kid with, you know, going out with my dad. There was a period of time where my dad and my grandpa both had a little bass boat, so we would go out a lot. And then I got older. I went to college briefly. I got a job in radio, and you know, my interests went other places. And for most of my 20s, I didn't really fish very much or even really think much of it. And then I was spending some time with a friend of mine at and there was a farm pond there. And I, even when I was a kid, I hadn't really fished with lures or anything. And I'd always fished, you know, with worms or minnows, you know, with live bait. And here's this little farm pond, and somebody says, you know, hey, why don't we go down there and go fishing? And I was like, do we have any worms? No, here's some lures. And I'm like, I've never even really fished with a lure before. I don't know what to do. And I started fishing, and 5 minutes later, I had a hit. I caught a bass, and I was, like, literally, once again, immediately hooked. That was 15, 20 years ago. And now I have my own boat, and I go out as much as I can, and I'm just completely addicted to fishing. And it was that moment, that catching that fish on the lure, and just like it completely re-energized me. Do you have any stories about like a kid who maybe wasn't sure if this was for them, and they had that same type of moment, and it just changed everything for them?
I don't have a story about that, but we practice and talk about different fishing techniques and stuff. And this is just something that stood out when you're talking about that. We did a lot of these kids had never used a bait caster.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, we brought some bait casters to one of our team meetings. We meet every Tuesday, you know, so we brought bait casters and we used one of the cafeterias at Seckman for our meeting. And we were teaching flipping different mm-hmm. flipping techniques. And a lot of the kids that have never flipped before were out. We're in the cafeteria and they're all flipping and stuff. And at first you could see how they were getting a little frustrated and stuff. But as we worked with them and they got better hang of it, you could see the smile on their face and say, you know, they realize that it's something that they could do. So that there, just being able to teach a kid something there, that was something that, you know, it made you feel good for what we're doing out here. You know,
you learn a new skill and then all of a sudden it works and you're like, holy cow, that was great. I want to do that again.
You could just see their faces change, the expression on their face.
Yeah.
That 3 seconds, right? The 3 seconds is what it takes. It takes 1 second to cast out. It takes 1 second to get a bite. And it takes, you know, half a second to reel that sucker in because you're so excited. So, I really wish like every single person would be able to just experience that because it's such a joy. It's such a thrill. And the fact that, dinner, we don't rely on it for dinner, right? We're releasing these fish. They're going back. Yeah. They're growing up bigger for the next generation. And you see that across the country with the conservation efforts that for years, you know, our generation has employed. The fish are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the smiles on those kids' faces keep getting bigger and bigger, too, as they have those moments and those joys.
We're talking with Eric Vandeven and Gary Holleran. Hey, did I read this right? A Missouri tournament had over 300 teams involved last year, and they handed out over $90,000 in scholarships?
So last year, over all the tournaments, not including the championship, but our regular season tournaments, they handed over $90,000 in scholarships. And our Lake of the Ozark tournament last year was over 300 boats.
Wow. That's massive.
Yeah, and there's pro tournaments and stuff, big tournaments that you see like that, but these are high school and junior high kids doing it. It gives you chills to be out there on the water when they're playing the national anthem and see all these kids standing up out there on their boats and just ready to go. It's a great experience.
So yeah, this is Aaron with Southern Armory. So the one thing I want to know is, like, you know, I have a Piper who, she's going to be 3 in July. She caught her first fish last summer and just, you know, loved it. So, you know, let's say you don't have a kid in that school, or you don't have,
or your school doesn't have a program.
Yeah, your school doesn't have a program, or you've got kids, and, you know, let's say you're retired, you're looking for kind of maybe that encore career. Are you guys accepting adults to help that are not from the school? Or
yeah, those volunteers kids that you were talking about earlier, right?
Yes, sir. We would highly recommend anybody that wanted to step up to help out to do so. Like I said, we're a club, so we can take students from any school to fish with us. And anybody that wants to help, we do a full background check, and insurance is a requirement for boaters. Yes.
So we got the legal side covered, but the other thing that really stuck out with, you know, that question was, you know, not only can you come from other schools, and not only can parents or grandparents get involved as well, but there's a way to get involved and you don't even have to put on a rain jacket or go out on a boat. And that is, we have an upcoming fundraiser. So here we are in March 30th. That's Detours has opened their doors for us. It's a restaurant right near Seckman High School. And anyone and everyone can come on in, have a bite to eat. Some of those proceeds come back to the club. And then we also will have, like, the typical auction and raffles and stuff like that. Anything we can do to help those kids out. And we're looking for items to be able to be raffled off. So
yeah,
we'd love the support for any of these kids anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, I love that you're going to raffle stuff off. And one of the things we do at Southern Armory is constantly give out certificates for classes or our simulator or products that we have, you know, in store, we give you to raffle off. So I'd encourage you guys to, you know, get with me or come up to the store and talk with us. I'd be happy to hook you guys up. And for the listeners, it means you guys can go to their fundraiser, eat some great food, and maybe have a chance to win some stuff.
Southern Armory stuff.
Southern Armory.
Nice.
And,
that is awesome.
It's just a good way to, you know, engage the community and get back. And so, yeah, we're happy to help you guys with that this year and future years, too.
So, Eric Vandeven, Gary Holleran, National Youth Fishing Association, one more time, what's the best way for people to get information? Is it just throw that National Youth Fishing Association in the Google, and yep, it'll come up? Do you guys have any social media, anything else? What's the best way to find out information?
Yeah, National Youth Fishing Association, you throw them into Google, or if you're interested in our club, we have a Facebook page. You can find us at Seckman Jags Fishing.
Great
stuff. Facebook there. That's how you get a hold of us if somebody's interested from the area and wants to join our clubs.
Well, great stuff, guys. We really appreciate you coming on. I could talk fishing all day long. Hopefully you guys can come back on again real soon and check in with us as your season goes on and let us know how it's going.
And you just got a new fan on Seckman Jags Fishing.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Eric Vandeven, Gary Holleran with the National Youth Fishing Association. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to do it for this podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Make sure you're listening to the show every Saturday at 3 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk, or Sunday at 6 p.m. right after Cardinal Baseball on KMOX. And continue to download both of our podcasts every week on the radio.com app. For our guest, Aaron Tarlow, and my co-host, Bo Matthews, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening to another podcast of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.